It's day 36 of a strike against GM, the longest national strike against GM since 1970. Last Thursday, union leaders approved a tentative contract with the company, and it's now being vetted by the rank and file before they vote on it. Leadership decided to keep workers on the picket line during the ratification process. Joining me now is Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton. Hi there.
Hello.
So how does this ratification process actually work?
So every local union has what they call a rollout session, and that's where an official with the international union comes in and meets with the rank and file and describes what's in the contract and then takes questions. Now, those sessions are closed to the press, so we don't really know what they're like, but I have been told they can get a little rowdy, especially if some folks are not happy with what's in the deal.
Well, you've talked to some people who attended these rollout meetings, right? What are they saying?
Well, they're basically saying, look, it's too early to get a sense of how people in my local union are going to vote. I spoke with Nicole Henning. She works at GM's Lansing Delta assembly plant, and she says everybody seems to have their own take on the contract depending on what issue is most important to them. I asked her about Facebook, because if you go on Facebook, you see a lot of negative, please vote no posts on Facebook. And she told me that isn't a very reliable way to find out what's going on.
The people that are going to vote no, they just feel very strongly about it. So those are the people that are voicing their opinions. It doesn't necessarily mean that that's how the entire membership feels. It just that's what everybody is seeing on Facebook.
I stopped by one of the Flint pickets the other day, and it was a little chilly outside, starting to get cold. So does that put a little pressure on? The union could have brought those people back to the plants during this. Why didn't they?
Well, you know, there's a couple of probably really good reasons. You know, if you're a union leader that said, hey, we think you should approve this contract, you don't want to give a signal to the rank and file that you think it's a done deal, that they're going to say yes or no. And it's really disruptive. You know, if you bring somebody back to the plant floor and then almost get it going and then have to pull them right off, it's just really disruptive in many ways.
Give us a quick reminder. What's in this contract?
So there's an $11,000 ratification bonus for full-time workers, which really sounds like a sweet deal, but because the strike has been going on for so long, it's a lot of it's being eaten up by the cost to the workers of being on strike. You have a 3% wage increase in 2 years of this contract. Recently hired workers will get top pay faster than they did before. They held the line on health insurance costs. GM wanted people to pay more, and they're like, no, don't touch that. That's the holy grail. And for the first time, temporary workers are going to get some paid time off. But they're not going to reopen 3 of the 4 plants that they closed this year. They are going to reopen Detroit Hamtramck, but not the other 3.
So we're going to have to wait till Friday or Friday night before we know what the ratification vote is?
We will start to hear things sooner than that. In fact, we just heard from Saginaw that the plant there, 75% of workers, they already voted. They released the results. 3/4 of them said yes to this contract. Now, keep in mind, that does not mean other plants are going to do the same thing. We're talking about 371 workers here, and we need to wait for 48,000 more folks to be voting. So
past performance is not a predictor.
It is not.
Okay. So if they stay out on strike, I mean, what happens?
Well, the union could go right back to the negotiating table with GM, or they could say, you know what, we're walking away for now. You just sit here and deal with the costs that we're imposing on you because of the strike. And they could go over to Ford or Fiat Chrysler and start seeing what they can get from those two companies.
Hmm. So what are they going to do, Tracy?
I keep forgetting to bring my magic 8-ball so I can shake it and tell you what they're going to do.
So that's where we're at.
Yeah,
we just have no idea.
All right. That's right.
That's Tracy Samilton with Michigan Radio. Thanks.
Glad to be here.